Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The numbers are in for the annual pounding for the Florence Food Share, and as expected, the coronavirus pandemic did have an effect on the total numbers. Total poundage was just over half of what was collected last year, but it wasn't due to a shortage of available funds, apparently. In addition to the 18,796 pounds, there were $12,623 in monetary donations. Organizer Cindy Wabi said the event in its drive-through form was a success, and the benefactor, the Florence Food Share, will have food and, more importantly, money to buy food. The totals do not include the matching grant from local business owner Kraus Witt of Top Hydraulics, who will once again match the poundage with a monetary contribution, which at this point is an additional $18,796. In light of the rising cases of coronavirus in the state of Oregon, the Oregon Health Authority is recommending that people stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday. A travel advisory issued by Governor Kate Brown on November 13 asks individuals that have traveled out of state for non-essential reasons to self-quarantine for 14 days upon their return. It was issued in part to curb the increases being experienced currently in hospitals across the state. Locally, Peace Harbor Hospital is once again restricting visitors to patients that have had surgical procedures to try to reduce the possibility of spread of the coronavirus. Recently, Dr. Willie Foster, director of the emergency department, says the hospital has seen its fair share of cases, despite the totals being reported on the Lane County Public Health's website.
Between the hospital and the clinic, and most of these are through the testing done at the clinic, we're seeing 3, 4, 5 cases a week.
Part of the reason they're not showing up in the numbers for the 97439 zip code is that they are often individuals from outside the area that may be either traveling or that work in Florence and reside in areas like Yahats and Reedsport and even east of the tunnel. The OHA is asking people to restrict holiday gatherings to members of their own household to avoid a spike in numbers and hospitalizations. Yesterday's numbers for the coronavirus in the state were again above 1,000. 1,174 new cases and 6 new deaths were reported. Lane County again had high numbers with 71 overall cases, including another case for the 97439 zip code, bringing our local total to 41. There are currently 469 cases considered infectious, but hospital cases are in a manageable level, according to statements made by LCPH Representative Jason Davis. There are currently 8 hospitalizations in Lane County. Lane County is inching towards the 4,000 case mark and is currently at 3,913. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has postponed the start date for commercial Dungeness crab fishing. It was supposed to begin December 1st, but a test of the crab is showing low meat yields, and another round of testing will occur prior to the new date of December 16th. For the last 2 years, the season has been moved out due to low meat yields and even moved into January last year. ODFW will know after Thanksgiving if the date needs to be moved again. If your property has access to a creek or stream, or you live on a lakeside, you may be eligible for free native plants. The Siuslaw Watershed Council announced yesterday that it will once again offer free plants to help shore up areas and provide additional habitat for wildlife. Plants also help to clean the air and water. If you'd like to take advantage of the free plants, you can visit www.siuslaw.org. Plants will be available for pickup in February. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020.